Well, praise the Lord, everybody. First of all, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for allowing me to be in your presence and allowing you to be in my presence. I hope you don't mind if I put Bubba up here on the pulpit. My friend, first of all, I give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as I said before. I give honor to your pastor and my pastor, Pastor Brandon, and the First Lady, Sister Carol. I give honor to my wife and Sister Linda Rainwater. I guess she just made it in. But I give honor to her because of the tremendous work that God has given us to do. Can everybody hear me? God's a good God. I don't know exactly what God or how God's going to use me today, but I know that he's going to use me in a mighty way. I believe in signs and wonders. I believe that signs and wonders follow an apostle. Some of the things that we have, that I have noticed in the 20-some years that I have been a pastor, that it seemed to be as if people are getting away from the healing ministry. People are getting away talking, even I never hear of the name Satan anymore. And Satan is moving in the church, and he's running rapid. People are dying of heart attacks, cancer, all type of ailments, and nothing is being done about it. Nothing seemed to be done about it. They just can't seem to get healed. Some people can't seem to be blessed. I think when I finish with you today, you will have a general idea why that you're not being blessed. I feel in my spirit that God wants me. I would like to just preach. I love preaching. I like to just, but preaching is inspiring. And teaching is teaching, demonstrating, teaching you the deepness of the Word of God. And so I came today to make it clear, make it plain that you don't have to be bound no more. Amen. You don't have to be sad anymore. Amen. You don't have to be sick anymore. Amen. And so we're going to get into the Word of God and just show you in the Word what God has already done for you and what Satan is holding over your head that has you bound. There's a lot of preachers. God has sent preachers and teachers to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to raise the dead. You don't see hardly any of that going on. I'm not saying that there isn't any going on, but very little of that going on in the church. And it's time out for that. Very few people are actually getting the Holy Ghost in the churches. You don't have to tarry for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a gift. You don't have to get down and roll on the floor, holler, scream, and all this for the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the gift. It is the Spirit of God that dwells on the inside of you that will come and live on the inside of you once you receive Him as your personal Savior. Can I just talk to you today? Or let's just go on over into the Word. Let's get into the Word. Let's go to Matthew, the 8th chapter. And we're going to start out at the 14th verse and read down to the 17th verse. Matthew, the 8th chapter, verse 14 through 17. If you ever say amen. Amen. And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife, mother, laid sick and of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she arose and ministered unto them. And when the even was come, they brought unto him many that was possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Let's go over to Luke, the 13th chapter. Luke, the 13th chapter, we're going to start at the 11th verse. It says, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bowed together and could in no way, no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. If you will bow your heads with me, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and praise you for this day. We ask you, dear God, to allow these lips of clay to speak words and wisdom and knowledge unto your people. We ask you, dear God, that your word take roots. We ask that they grow and multiply. We ask this in the name of Jesus, and by the faith of God, we call it done. I'm going to use for a subject a spirit of infirmity. A spirit of infirmity. A spirit. And I'm going to use for a subtopic, he himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. So God has already taken away what Satan is still holding on you. What Satan is still putting on you. Matthew 8:17, what we just read. Isaiah 53:4-5. And 1 Peter 2:24. God has already taken away our infirmities. He's already buried our sickness. He's already did everything that he's going to do to make, to set us free from the power of Satan. So here we see in the book of Matthew where Jesus himself had just came down from the mountain and said that a multitude, starting at verse 1, came and followed him. And there came a leper and worshiped him, saying, Lord, if thy will, thou can make me clean. We know that a leprosy was a type of disease that was brought on a person for a sin that they had done, or some sins that God had commanded them not to do. So a leopard was one that was an outcast from the children of Israel. They had to stand off in a lonely place by themselves because of the disease and that has plagued their body, and they would have to holler out saying that I am a leopard. And a leopard was someone that was with diseases. The disease was eating up their body while they was alive, and they smell, and they just they was deformed, and all of this was because of sin that was on their life. And the only way that they could get released was they had to the priest was the one that had to go before God and pray for them and get them back into the place that they were supposed to be. Well, this leopard heard about Jesus coming down off the mountain, and he said, if thou will, thou can make me clean. And Jesus said, I will that you be clean. So he touched him, and he was healed immediately. And so it said that, first of all, what the leopard did, the leopard recognized that Jesus was God, or is God, and he recognized that he had power to do it, but he didn't know if he would do it. See, some of you know that God will heal you, but you don't know if he will do it, because Satan got you blind where you think that because you have this in your heart or you have that, that God won't heal you. But see, that is a lie from hell, because God said, I died for the whole world. And he said, he who is just and confesses sin, the blood of Jesus cleanses him from all unrighteousness. Not some, but all. Now, you might have sinned just before you got in here. But the minute that you got in here and you start worshiping God and you ask God to forgive you, God's blood, you walked under the blood, and the blood covers us from all unrighteousness. You know how you can't even go back and charge me for what I did yesterday. You know, some people live in yesterday world. Some people live in today's world. I live in what God has given me this day. And this day that he was coming down off the mountain. You know, some of you don't understand what it's like to come down off the mountain when you've been up praying for days and days and walking before the Lord, and God has been putting things in your heart that you can't really explain to a lot of people, because some of those that should be teachers, you still have to teach them. They should be teachers. They should be teaching other people, and their eyes are still blind, where they can't really see that God is a miracle worker, that God has already healed you, that God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. The church is a place you should be able to get healed when you can't get healed no place else. The church is a place that you ought to see miracles when you don't see it in the world. The church is a place that you ought to feel love where you can't feel it in the world. I have come to the decision, a conclusion, that I'm in this world, but I'm not of this world. That means that I don't do what the world do. I don't act like the world do. I don't go where the world go. I am a child of God, and I'm the one that God has sent or told me to preach his word. And I will preach it whether I got a crowd or whether I don't have anybody. I will preach the word whether they say amen or they don't say anything, because I know the word is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. And it goes down to the marrow of bone. And I know if I speak the word of God, it shall accomplish those things for where I sent it, and it shall not return to me void. God's word is true, and he cannot lie. God sent me out in Lake Roosevelt. I've been out there for 10 years. I had to go in there and dig a hole, dig a bunker where I could bunk down, where he was sending me to go over to the Indian reservation to release the captive. See, some of you go all over the world teaching and preaching, but you won't even go down on the Indian reservation where Satan has had these people bound for thousands of years, where they need to be released. They need to hear the gospel. You don't know how many young people are killing themselves every week or every other month. You don't know how many people are hungry on the reservation. You don't know how many people are not hearing the gospel. They don't have no hope. They don't even believe in Jesus Christ, some of them. You just don't know. We need to go down there. And God has just released to me people that are ready to go down in there. And we're getting ready to go down to do warfare. But I'm going to need people that has some type of Holy Ghost power. Not a person that's scared or back off, but a person that's willing to go down in the reservation, on it, and preach this gospel and with signs and wonders following. So here, Jesus coming down off the mountain. Some people, it says in verse what? 4. It says, and Jesus said to him, see that thou tellest no men, but go thy way, show thyself unto the priest, and offer the gift that Moses command for a testimony. And when Jesus was entered in Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lay home sick of palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that thou should come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be made healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say unto one, unto this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said, to them that followed, verily, 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 I say unto you, I have not found such faith, no, not in Israel. Go down to verse 13, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way as thou believest, be it done unto thee. You don't have to go to the hospital to get somebody healed. You can send the word. You can learn to pray and send the word, and the word will go and do what it's supposed to do. The word will do it. The word will heal. The word will help. The word will break chains. The word will make chains fall off. Once you learn how to speak the word of faith. What is the word of faith? It's simply what God has told you to say. Faith come by hearing. And in order to get faith within yourself sometime, you have to keep saying it and saying it. By his stripes, I am healed. By his stripes, I have this. By his stripes, this. By his stripes, by his stripes. Jesus has already bared your sin. Matter of fact, what he said, that he has already lifted your burden from you. But if you don't know it's lifted, Satan can still hold it over you. Because if you are ignorant of the word, it's like being ignorant of the law. If you don't know the law, people can run all over you. But the minute you know the law and that you can recite the law, they'll back off of you. And a lot of people are being misused because they don't know the law. The Bible is the law. So here we see that Jesus walking, coming from the mountain, he was in Capernaum. And I can honestly, he was at Peter's house. And I can say, as your apostle, through Pastor Brandon Rainwater, that I've been in Peter's house. Same place that Jesus went and laid his hands on Peter's mother-in-law. I can say I've been there. I can say that I've been down on the Sea of Galilee. I can say that I've been up on the Holy Mountain, on the Mount of Transfiguration. I can say I've been there. You see what I'm saying? I can say that I've been by the Pool of Siloam, where Jesus told a blind man to go wash, and he washed and his eyes became healed. I can say that I've been other places where God did miracles. I can say that. I can honestly say that. I can say that I've been in this book. I can say that I'm in this book. I can say that this book is real to me. I can say that I've seen where they buried Jesus. I can say that I saw where Jesus carried the cross for me all the way up this place to the place that they was going to bury him. I can say I seen that. With all the historical points and all the historical things that we saw, I can say that I've been in the synagogue right next to Peter's house. A lot of things that I can say that I saw, and I just thank the Lord. Lord, thank you for allowing my son to encourage me to go over to see what's in the book that is real. Some of you just need to know that what's in the book is real and it's for you. So here it says that, verse 14 says that when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his mother-in-law lay sick of fever, and he touched her hand, and the fever left, and she arose and ministered unto them. And when the evening come, they brought unto him many of those possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled. Jesus was doing a fulfillment. What was spoken by the prophet Isaiah himself took our infirmities and bare our sickness. Jesus was demonstrating that what Isaiah had already said, that this is what I'm doing. I'm showing you. See, for God to heal you, all you need is somebody that has some Holy Ghost, just with the point of contact, to lay hands on you, and whatever is on you will be released, cast off of you. But you need someone that has the boldness, that know who they are and know what God is and know that what God says is true. I'm not ashamed. I'm not afraid to go out and lay hands on the sick. I don't care how sick they are. I don't care what the doctors say. I don't care what report that they heard. I'll go out and do it because I have that Holy Ghost boldness, and I hope you have some type of Holy Ghost boldness. It's time out for sitting in the church doing nothing. Doing nothing. It's time to go out. Tell somebody about this God of yours. Your God's not on vacation. He's not over in a foreign land. He's right here. And the more you praise him, the more you glorify him, that's when he come in. Say, well, I don't know about all of that. It's true. Listen, it said that Jesus cast out, or he touched him, and the spirit of infirmity left. What is an infirmity? Sickness, palsy, craziness of the brain, fever, crippleness. Where did that spirit of infirmity come? It is a demonic spirit sent directly from Satan to hinder you from serving God. A spirit of infirmity. Well, why am I sick so long? Why can't I get healed? Because you need that spirit of infirmity cast off of you. Well, why can't I get blessed as far as everybody else gets blessed? Because you need that spirit of infirmity cast out of your pocketbook.
Well, why can't my family act right? Why can't this? Because you need somebody to go in there and cast those things out. I'm not putting up with it no more. Satan, you're getting out of here. You're getting out by my testimony. You're getting out by the word of God. The word of God says, you shall obey me. No more. I can't stop smoking. Oh, yes, you can. I can't stop doing it. You need that spirit cast off of you. It is a spirit of bondage. See, some people don't realize that spirits of infirmity and sickness runs together. I'm going to say that again. Spirits of infirmity, spirits of sickness run together. Satan put them there. Some of you go around saying, well, I can't do this, and I can't do that, and I can't do that. And Satan got his spirit over here listening to what you are saying. And when you said you can't do that or that, you will not do this or that, because he will set up a roadblock for you. Oh, I don't know if you hear me. You don't hear me this morning. But I tell you what, I'm getting ready to tear loose in here. I'm getting ready to preach the word. If you hear Satan, I'm casting you. I'm sending you warning. You getting out right now. You getting off of people right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No more bondage. I'm serving you warning. You're getting out. I'm not putting up with you no more. You're not going to, the seeds that I'm planting, you're not going to learn them no more. They're going to take root. They're going to grow. Just as if I, just like I said, they'll do it. Hallelujah. I ain't finished. I just got wound up. Just my introduction, as Pastor Staten said. Let's go to John 5:1. I'm going to teach you something today while we're at it. Because where we're going, I'm going to need strong people. I'm going to need strong. Can't have no weak backs. Can't have no jelly backs, as my old pastor used to say. Jelly back preachers. Jelly back people. No sooner as the times get a little bad, they quit on you. Can't have that. We need soldiers. That's it. We're in the army. We learn how to speak the word, and we learn how to make that word work. As far as this new building, I came down off this mountain. I'm tired of the hindrance there. I serve notice to Satan on that. Amen. Huh? Amen. No more roadblock. Is that right? No more roadblock. Huh? I asked God to send Gabriel, the angel that stand in the presence of God. Huh? Send him. Just like he did in the book of Daniel. Huh? Send him down so he can release whoever is roadblocking. Huh? Get him out of the way. You see, the Bible says that the angels is ministering spirit. They are here to serve God. Whatever God say do, they do it. The angels that Satan brought with him, whatever Satan say do, they do it. I ask God a question. Why is it that people get healed, and you've seen them get healed right here at this altar? They walk out of here a free person. They stay healed for a month, 2 months, and all of a sudden the same thing come back on them again. Huh? We need to know why. What's going on here? Well, why is this same sickness coming back on me? I thought I was rid of this. If Satan put it on you once, he can put it on you again. The Bible said when you hear the word and you understand it not, that the enemy come in and steal the word that was planted in your heart. Some of you, Satan's going to steal the word before you get out of here. He's going to rob you out of your healing, but by his stripes, everybody in this place today is healed. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what Satan has put on you. You are healed. I don't care what Satan has done to your finances. I'm sending my angel to guard against your finances. Huh? If he can send his angel, I can send my angel, because I know the word of God. Jesus told Satan, if I want to, I can send a whole legion of angels. I can call on them. If I want to. So you're going to have to learn to speak the word the same way that you got the Holy Ghost. That's how you use the word of God. You got the Holy Ghost by what? Receiving it in your heart, confessing it with your mouth. That's how you were born again. The apostles in the 17th chapter book of Luke, I believe the 6th verse, it said, the apostles said, Lord, teach us faith. Teach us faith. Well, faith have to be taught. If the apostles had to be taught faith, who walked alongside of Jesus, what about you? Jesus said, if you will say to that sycamore tree or that mountain, be uprooted and be cast in the depths of the sea, and shall not doubt in your heart, but believe those things what you say shall come to pass, and you shall have whatsoever you say. When you learn how to vocalize the word of God, you can have what you say. You can do what you want to do. You can do what you want to do. You won't walk in bondage like everybody else. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I can do it. Can we do it? Yes, we can. Can we do it? Yes, we can. I don't care how dim it look. I don't care what the world is saying. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I am the head and not the tail. I am a child of God. It's not about what I feel, but it's what he said. I am a child of God. For I know not for what I shall be, but I know when he come, I shall be like him. Yeah. Learning how to plant the word. The Bible said that the word of God is both seed and water. Yeah. Before you can receive a harvest, you got to plant. Right now it's planting time for us. God is the one that gave us this building. God is the one that's moving us out of this building. God is the one that said, not man. Let's go to John 1:5. I had said I wasn't going to preach, but it's like fire shut up in my bone. I'm tired of people coming in behind on everything, especially God people. Brother Brand, would you read it? 5:1, we're going to read down a ways.
After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, blind, halt, withered, and waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water.
Listen, let me stop there just for a minute. There was a lot of blind people, sick people laying by the pool, because a certain time one angel will come down and trouble the water. The trouble of the water means that that healing was in the water. And can you imagine being in sick or laying on a couch or you couldn't walk and you trying to get to the pool, but you can't get there? Go ahead.
Whosoever then first after the troubling of the water stepped in, he was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him lie and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, "Will thou be made whole?" The impotent man answered him, "Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me in the pool."
Listen, stop there for a minute. So many people here are waiting on men to take care of their situation. Time out for that, for somebody else taking care of what you need to take care of. 38 years in the same place, 38 years in the same place, in the same condition. Time out for that. It's time for you to get out of your couch. Time for you to get off of your bed of ease. Stop looking for somebody else to do what you need to be doing for God. We say, "Well, Pastor, you really putting it down today." I'm putting it where the rubber meets the road. I'm going to put it where the rubber meets the road. When I drive down going to Lake Roosevelt, I see nothing but road and rubber. Me and my truck. Round curves, up curves, down curves, uphill, and around hill. I see nothing. So that's all I see today, is I see the word of God going out that accomplishes those things for where we're going to send it.
That's right.
Keep doing.
"But while I am coming, another steps down before me. And Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk."
All of these, complaints. "Well, I can't do this because nobody will let me. Nobody will let me do this in the church. I would do this in the church, but nobody will let me." It's time out for that kind of stuff. All the complaining? Huh? All the complaining? It's time for you to rise up. It's time for you to rise up. Huh?
Yeah.
I'm looking for a harvest. I'm looking for somebody that can help me, not somebody like a crybaby. Huh? Let's get out there and do it. You say you got power? Let's see what power you got. You say you can beat me preaching or Pastor Brandon preaching or some of the other preaching or teaching or whatever? Do it. Just do it. We're not serving pizza today either. This is the heavy food. Strong meat belongs to strong people. This is the meat. There's no milk here. Go ahead, Brother Ben.
"And immediately the man was made whole and took up his bed and walked, and on the same day was the Sabbath."
All right, listen. This man had been there 38 years. When he got healed, the multitudes, some of the Jewish people that supposed to have been in church, they was mad because he got healed on the Sabbath. Huh? They got mad. Some people get mad because you get healed. They get mad because you get blessed. "Well, I've been in that church for all these years and I ain't got nothing, blah, 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 blah." The reason you didn't get it, because the same as this man. This man had been laying in sin for 38 years. In sin. Whatever sin it was, Jesus didn't say what it was. But he told him to go. 38 years, same condition. Some of you have sin on the inside of you that was hindering you, that you are holding to yourself. You think nobody sees it. You think, no, God sees it. Satan knows it. You say, well, where do you find that out? Thank you, Brother Brendan. Say, well, where do you find that out? How do you say this? See, I'm going to shut some of the mouth of some of the people of saying why they won't bless or they can't do this. It's you. Get you out of the way and you can let me do what I'm supposed to do. Let's go over to Matthew 12, 43 and 45. This is going to shut your mouth and it's going to show you what's going on. So, Brother Brandon, read it.
When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none.
Some of you, your house is swept clean. When he goes out, when did somebody do cast him out? Somebody do, well, that Pastor Rainwater, you know, he can get the demons off you, but they come right back. Well, I wonder why. It says when the demons are cast off, when they cast off to your life, they go out looking for another place. They go out looking. Go ahead, Brother Brandon, while I'm talking.
Then he says, I will return unto my house from whence I came out. And when he has come, he finds it empty, swept and garnished. Then goes he and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of the man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be unto this wicked generation.
Listen here. When you come in church, you get filled with the Holy Ghost. You get clean. You don't do nothing. You got a clean house, but nothing in it. You don't come to Bible class. You don't study the word. You won't pray. You won't believe God. Your house is empty. Satan can come back because he comes back periodically and check to see if that house is being worked on, if it anything working, but nothing is working. So he said, hey, guys, guess what? I got an empty house that we just came out of. Yes, it's clean, but we're going to go back in and dirty it up. Come on, guys. Come on, seven more guys. Let's do to that house. Next time we get it, we're going to really make it bad. We're going to really, if they was on dope, he's not only going to be on dope, but he's going to hurt somebody. Because we're going to put a demon there that love hurting other people. Love talking about other people. If your house been cleaned out, don't talk about nobody. Stay off the internet. Stay off the phone gossiping. Treat your neighbors right. If you think you don't love them, say, yes, I love my neighbor. Even if you don't like them. You keep saying it, you'll start loving them because it'll get in your heart. Anybody hearing what I'm saying? I don't want you to sit there like a frog on a log and a water on a frog today. I want you to hear this word and get it. Put the word of God on the inside of you. Learn to speak the word of God because the word of God is your power. Satan is not afraid of me as a man, but he's afraid of the words that's on the inside of me. He's afraid of the word that's on the inside of you. Listen. You say, well, Pastor, what's now? The Bible said when you hear the word, harden not your heart. Make a change today in your life. Make a change in your modus operandi, your action, how you do things. Make a change. Change it right now. As of when you leave this building, say, I'm not the things I used to do. I'm not going to do no more. I'm not going to harbor madness in my heart no more. That's got to go. Huh? I'm not going to harbor unforgiveness. I want my blessing. I want my blessing. I'm not going to play God. You know how some people follow God and they follow him. just in case God is on this side, the Satan is on the left side. Just in case things don't go right up, they jump over on Satan's side. Get in church, stay in church. Get behind your pastor. Let's all have the same vision. Let's all of us be in one accord. Let's not be doubting. The Bible said that God can't bless what? A wavy-minded person. He said they're unstable in all their ways. Today they like you, tomorrow they don't. I love you, baby. I'm in love with you. But I don't know. No, I love you, but I'm not in love with you. In love means that you must be outside. Huh? I love you, but I'm not in love. You're not in me, and I'm not in you. That's why we're having all the problems we're having. But when you're in love, you in the whole deal. You in for a long run. That right, bro? You in it for the long haul. You didn't just marry Mary just to marry her. You in it for the long haul. Come hell or high water, you're there. You're not going to stay off from home because you got mad at her before you left home. So you're not going to come in from work tonight. That ain't the way it goes. I'm coming down somebody's street right now. I know I am. And I don't even know nothing about your business. I'm only speaking through the Holy Ghost. brother, I tell you, this thing get good. Because you know when you done hit a, you know when you done hit a vein, you know, there's gold there. All I got to do is keep digging. I'll find the gold. Let's get in love with each other. Because we're in love with God. And God said, I tell you what, Pastor Brandon, you cannot love me and not love your daddy. Huh? It ain't gonna work that way. If you can't love me and not love your wife. Well, I love you, Lord. No, you don't. If you love me, you will keep my commandments.